Before we jump into today's Here's a Thought commentary, I'd like to talk about this series and my podcasts. In 2005, I started the Lenswork audio blog titled On Photography in the Creative Process. 6 months later, Apple introduced the term podcast to the world. So I guess I can honestly say that I've been podcasting since before podcasting was podcasting. We've now posted over 1,400 podcast episodes and counting, a new one every week. Then, in 2019, we introduced the short-form Here's a Thought daily commentaries. We recently posted number 2,200 in that series. 6 years of daily commentaries without missing a single day. I've done it, but even I'm a little amazed by that. All of this content, both the podcast and Here's a Thought, we've published for free and always will. That's my commitment to the project and to photography. That said, if you'd like to express your appreciation for this content and can do so, a donation would be greatly appreciated. You'll find a donate button at www.lenswork.com. Thanks. Now on to today's thought. Here's a thought I'll title, Fast Lenses Are Less Important to Me Now. Gosh, you have to admit we live in such fascinating technological times. I just continue to be amazed, practically on a monthly or weekly basis, sometimes daily basis, of the changes that are taking place in photography. It's breathtaking. And here's a good example of it. I used to fret and fuss over the fastest lenses I could buy for two specific reasons, particularly here in the digital age. One is I wanted to keep the ISO as low as possible, so having a lens that I could open up to a very wide aperture let in more light, which allowed me to keep the ISO low. And the second reason is obviously the faster the lens, the shallower the depth of field, the more interesting sometimes the bokeh is. Okay, well and fine. But just in the last couple of years, things have changed dramatically. We now have D-Noise, a couple of different versions, Lightroom's version and Capture One's version and Topaz's version, all of which do a fantastic job of eliminating noise from an image. So where I used to shy away from shooting at 1600 or 3200, I now don't shy away from shooting at 6400 or even 12800 if I need to, because I know I can get rid of the noise with the D-Noise software tool. Ergo, fast lenses are not as necessary and not nearly as important in terms of helping minimize the amount of noise by having a wide open aperture. I don't care. And of course, the second reason to have a very fast lens is to get a very shallow depth of field and make all those things in the background go out of focus. Well, guess what? We now have software means of doing that with lens blur. At least in Lightroom, we have lens blur. I'm assuming all the other softwares have something similar because it's a common technology now. So fast lenses are no longer required in order to have extremely shallow depth of field. We can accomplish that via software. There have been a couple of occasions where I couldn't because there was too many details in the trees or some such thing, but it wasn't super critical. Not critical enough that I need the super fast lenses in order to achieve a shallow depth of field. Besides, I also have very long telephotos that have very close focusing ranges that make a tremendously shallow depth of field when I use a long lens with a long focal length photographed as close as the lens can get to the subject. So I just don't feel the need to have fast prime lenses anymore. I've sold all of mine, and I haven't missed them at all. Really fast lenses, particularly fast primes, can be very expensive, and I'd much rather take that cash and instead of pursuing the subtle differences between a fast lens and a software technique that accomplishes the same thing visually. I'd much rather take the money for a fast lens and put it into things like travel, or ink and paper, or matting and framing. It also used to be that the really fast lenses were considered the best optics because they were so expensive. They had to put a lot of engineering and a lot of manufacturing expertise into making those super fast lenses. But I just don't find that to be true anymore, that high quality zoom lenses are basically as good as fast primes. And for the longest time, the reason to own a fast prime has not been its sharpness or its micro edges or any of that, but it's rather been its wide aperture that promotes lower ISO ratings, or for its fantastic depth of field, which, like I say, is now a software function. So, bottom line is, fast lenses are less important to me now than they were in years past.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.